hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and we will take calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Carl Burgart, B-U-R-G-A-R-T. He is the exclusive distributor of Olea Estates Organic Olive Oil from Greece. The website is OleaEstates.com, and Olea is spelled O-L-E-A. And we were talking about oil pulling right before the break. And you also, I believe, mentioned olive oil soap. And somebody in the chat room put up a website to where it shows you how to make it. But do you have olive oil soap?
We do have olive oil soap. And the olive oil soap is made by the Cronus family. Actually, on one of the trips, they made it right in front of me in a big cauldron over a fire outside. Their olive oil soap is the second pressing of the oil, and it's organic olive oil and water. At the end of several days of cooking it, they let it harden on the top, and they add some wood ash to it. They do not add lye, but they add wood ash, and then they cut it off the top, and then they pour more oil in, start the boiling process again, and cook it again for another couple of days, and they do this over and over. I love the olive oil soap. I use it as a bar shampoo, and I wash my hair, my body. I shave with it. Use it as my shaving cream, and it's wonderful. And since I'm outside all the time, it's great to keep the moisture in your skin because I'm out in the sun all the time.
Absolutely. There's a caller who wants to know if you could mention how listeners may contact you if they don't own a computer but they want your product.
Absolutely. I will give you my mobile phone number. How does that sound? My mobile phone number, and my name is Carl with a K, it's 636-405-1960. And just please wait an hour or two before you call me.
don't be calling in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, Deanna, I've been getting emails from people that can't get through on the website, and I just got word from the webmaster, we did find the problem out, and they're fixing it right now. So we will make it work, folks. And, of course, my personal email is carl@oleaestates.com. That's K-A-R-L at Olea, O-L-E-A-E-S-T-A-T-E-S.com. You can always get hold of me on there as well.
Okay, so, super. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the phone's going to start ringing now as we're talking on another phone.
Right. Well, this is certainly fascinating information. How long have you been their exclusive distributor?
Early 2009 is when I first met the owner's son, who's the fourth generation, at a local farmer's market. So we're into year five now. And it's just been a learning process, which I just kind of like jumped in with both hands and both feet. It's been really cool. And I knew I was onto something because within about 30 days of switching olive oils, I could feel, and I've been an athlete my whole life, and overdone it. I mean, I owned a commercial landscape company for 13 years, and I'm a farmer now. And I could feel all my joints loosen up in my body, knees, hips, elbows, and shoulders.
Really?
Yeah. But what I was using before did not have the anti-inflammatory properties, and I'm sure it didn't have the antioxidant properties as well, because I was using what you're using now.
Right. Oh, my. Okay, we are going to a three-minute break, and of course, when you think of anti-inflammatory properties, and you mentioned arthritis and things like that, inflammation is part of just about every disease that one gets, so this is very significant. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Carl Burghardt. His websites are oleaestates.com and healthyharvestgardens.com. So tell us about this other website that you have and what you do. And
well, the other website is really outdated, Deanna, just so you know. But it's a I have a small organic farm that I grow vegetables on. It's about five acres, and we grow on about 1.5 to 1.75 acres. And I just use rainwater. I collect rainwater. I've got a pond there, and we just try to do everything the right way. And, you know, we're totally at the mercy of the weather. Some of the listeners will know that last year we had the worst drought in 75 years in St. Louis. And this year, I think we're about 10 feet over in rainfall. Now, we're probably about 2 feet over, but it's horrible. It's just raining every day. I'm looking outside. I'm in my home office right now looking out the windows, and it's just continuously raining. Yeah, that's what we do at the farm. Last year, I grew 33 different vegetables, and it's just for local farmers markets. We don't sell them to any of the big stores or anything like that.
Uh-huh. Well, I used to come to St. Louis quite frequently on business, and I remember there were some years that there was so much flooding in that area. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah. It's like that now. We have flooding all over the place.
Oh, so, terrible. I'm sorry about that.
We just keep trying to tell Mother Nature what to do, and I think she's always going to get the final say. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, somebody has some final say. I'm not sure whether it's Mother Nature or not. So you also have on that website, you make, if people want to grow things, you know, on their patio or something like that, that you build a variety of patio beds for herb gardens.
We're actually completely sold out of those for the season.
So oh, sure, because it's kind of late. Yeah.
Yeah, late. We won't even start taking orders for that until next January or so. But yeah, I've got all kinds of raised beds at my house. I would actually suggest people not use raised beds because they're hard to keep watered in a regular year. They dry out faster.
They sure do.
Yeah. But if you and now I've got two raised beds at home that I have a really cool organic Korean red garlic in. And I started harvesting it yesterday and found out some of it was rotting from all the rain, so I just harvested all of it this morning. They're hard, usually really hard to keep raised beds moist enough, and this year with all the rain, everything's just holding water.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's really awful.
But you know what? Every year you'll have some good crops and some that don't do well. And the next year it's usually flip-flop. So I just kind of go with the flow of nature, you know.
Right. And so you have 5 acres, about 5 acres,
yep.
And you... Okay. And do you use any cow manure or anything like that?
Oh yeah, yeah. We use horse manure, cow manure. We make all of our own. Compost. We have big compost piles that we spread out at the end of every year and leave them over the winter time. And the other thing that I do is I add mineralizer to my soil twice a year. So I'll add it around the base of each plant. And I highly suggest this for anybody growing food at home. Because the majority, like in the 90th percentile of Americans, are low in essential minerals. And the reason we're low in minerals is because through large corporate farming, we have depleted and ruined all the minerals in the soil, either by farming too much or by pesticide and herbicide use. So it's very affordable to find natural mineralizers out there in the market. You can add to your home gardens. And that way, it's absorbed by the food you eat. And, you know, a lot of experts think that that's the main reason that we see such a rise in all the deadly diseases that we've seen in the last 50 or 60 years with commercial farming. It's that we're not getting the minerals in our food.
Right. And corporate farming, as you say, has certainly destroyed a lot of land. And just the their policies and practices and the runoff of the water. With the factory, the cows and the, you know.
Oh yeah, it's just all horrible. Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what? It doesn't take that much to make a difference. I had a friend of mine say to me just recently. He said, you know, Carl, if just one out of 200 people had gardens at home like you and I do, and I said, if one out of 500 did. We wouldn't have the kind of food issues in this country. But, I mean, you know, it's really, really simple, and it's not rocket science for people to learn how to grow 10 or 15 different vegetables at their house every year. And it's actually quite rewarding because my personal view is that we're not connected, Americans are not connected to the earth in ways that other societies are. And you see this when you go to Europe. The people are their energy is mellower. It's nicer. It's sweeter. And almost all of them have gardens.
Well, everybody used to have a garden in this country, I think.
Sure.
That's what people did. They had a backyard garden. And
I grew up with one. My parents had one.
Yeah, mine did too. My parents always had a garden. And
I think it's really, really needed. And, you know, there's not many more relaxing ways than to take your cup of tea or a cup of coffee out in the morning and walk through your garden and be around all the energy from the plants. And the same thing in the evening, and you can either take your iced tea or a glass of wine or a beer and do the same thing. And it just kind of, you know, it kind of completes each day to be out. Even if for those folks that live in the city, it's okay. Put some garden boxes out on your balcony in your condo. And just kind of get in touch with plants that feed us and keep us healthy.
Right. Yeah? And then, of course, there's the bee, the colony collapse. Have you noticed that down there?
Huge. Matter of fact, I have three hives on my property that belong to a friend of mine, and she brought them out to the farm years back, and they just are happy as clams on my farm, just pollinating all my food, and the bees will come by and land on you. And I'm actually allergic to bee stings, or so they tell me, but the bees never sting me. They're happy. So for those people out there that are using, you know, insecticides and pesticides in your garden, please just take a second and kind of think about what can you do to help this issue. You know, because we're poisoning bees, and with no bees, no people. It's real simple.
Right, right. I had a beekeeper on a week or so ago, and he's a farmer down in southern Illinois. And a beekeeper, and he's just a spokesman for the bees, and it's just terrible. The Illinois government, one of the county governments went in the county that he lives in, and confiscated a part of his hive, and they were telling him, you know, they actually confiscated a lot of his hives, and because he was speaking out against Monsanto. And so they wanted to shut him up, and they figured that that was the best way of doing it. But it's a real problem.
Yeah, people don't think that, you know, if you say something against them or DuPont or one of those companies, that there's not going to be repercussions. They're not. There are. I mean, those companies are extremely powerful. They're extremely embedded in our political system, and it doesn't matter who's in office. They equally donate to both big parties. And it's a real serious issue in this country.
Sure. I think they blew up that factory in Texas because they were having some issues with Monsanto, and I think that's what happened.
Oh, wow.
All righty. If you have questions or comments, please call in at 800-313-9443. Now, do you make... You make your own soap, or you purchase it? It is.
I have to get it from the Cronus family, so
okay.
They use their olive oil to make it, and I bring that comes over with the shipment of olive oil every year. I get their soap, I get their red wine vinegar. You'll see online that we also sell the Greek Green Mountain tea, which is actually an herbal tea in the sage family. I've got a cup of it sitting on the table right next to me here, and it is also. Major anti-inflammatory. On the sixth day of drinking two cups of it a day, the arthritis in my hands completely gave away.
Is that in the online store? I'm only just seeing.
Yeah, it should still be on there. It's the Greek green tea.
I don't see it.
Let me jump.
All I
on
see
there.
Is some olive oil, and maybe I'm not looking in the right place here.
I just actually closed down my site because I got off the phone with webmaster, and he said they're correcting that problem.
Okay.
But you'll see the Greek green tea on there, too. Of course, people can always email me at Carl, K-A-R-L, at oleaestates.com, and I'm sitting here getting them as we're talking from people.
Okay.
We will have that website fixed here quick.
Okay. Now, I see that you also, under pictures, you have pictures of the orchards and of the harvest and pictures of the olive oil.
And we do it all there. I mean, it's really, really neat. These folks are, they have a very sustainable, certified organic farm, and they just follow all the rules, and they do everything traditionally. And, you know, all the ways that other farms, whether they heat their olive oil or they add, you know, they add refined oils to it, or all these different things they do, or they crush the pit, whatever. None of that's needed if we just go back to the traditional ways of doing it. Not just with olive oil, but I think with most foods. As we think we're smarter than our, you know, the ancients before us, we keep finding out that we're really not.
Right, right. Okay. Alrighty, we're going to a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Carl Burgart, B-U-R-G-A-R-T. He is the exclusive distributor of Olea Estates Organic Olive Oil, and that comes from Greece. The website is oleaestates.com. That is O-L-E-A, estates.com. And I was looking around for the tea and the soap, and I could not find it.
Just got it back in, so it may not be on there yet because we just got a shipment.
Okay.
Hey, before I forget, thank you to all your sweet callers out there who are emailing me and calling me. I promise you. I'm serious. Thanks, because great questions online, and I promise everybody as soon as we get off the air and finish the show, I will call each and every one of you back, and we will have the issue with the online store fixed here real shortly. So,
okay. Now the tea.
Sorry about that.
The tea. It's green tea, and can you make kombucha with that?
You can actually. When I was in Chicago a few months ago, I was at the there was an organic food fest downtown there at the university, and the lady next to me actually took some of my tea and made kombucha with it, and told me about it online. But the green tea, last I checked, there was myself and I think two other gentlemen bringing it into the country. The green tea is in the sage family. It's called Sideritis, or if your readers want to Google it, it's also called Shepherd's Tea. Shepherd's Tea. And it was started to be drank by the shepherds up in the mountains with their goats. And I was not familiar with it at all until 3 years ago, and I was at one of the owner's son's homes, and he was making some tea. tea? And he said, hey, you want some tea? And I said, sure. And before he put a big glob of honey in it, I said, hang on a second, let me taste it like that. And I was just blown away by the taste and the energy of the tea. I knew nothing about the tea. I took it home. He handed me some of it and said, go enjoy it. You know, it was winter time. And I took it home and I drank 2 to 3 cups a day. And on the sixth day, I literally was lying in bed with my wife and I held up my hands and I wiggled both my fingers and my hands. And she said, what are you doing? I said, my hands. And she said, yeah, get away. And I said, no. I said, my hands don't hurt. She said, what are you talking about? I said, well, you know, for the last 15 years from, you know, organic farming and landscaping, and I said, my hands have hurt from the tips of my fingers to my elbows every night. I said, my hands don't hurt. She said, what did you do different? I said, I have no idea. So got up, made some coffee, went to the farm, came back about 1 o'clock, and I was thinking about that tea while I was gone, and I came back and I made a pot of tea. And then it dawned on me, I wonder if there was a connection. So I called the family, asked them about it, got online and found out one of the very first things with the tea, major anti-inflammatory.
Oh, my.
Then I found out there's 60 known health benefits to the tea. Actually, somebody just emailed me just now and said, I know about Shepherd's tea, but didn't know where I could buy it in the States. She left me her number, so I will call you back. And I've been drinking the tea ever since, and it is just, it's wonderful, just absolutely wonderful.
Well, I make kombucha, and yes, that sounds like something that I would like to use in that process. Now, does olive oil have the same kinds of properties as oregano oil?
Well, it depends on what you use. I mean, I've got oregano oil in the other room, and it's actually from the oregano I get from the Cronus family in the mountains of Greece, and I just take that oregano, it grows wild, and I put it in my olive oil and let it sit. So in that case, it does. But, you know, really, anything you make like that is going to depend on the quality of the olive oil and the oregano that you put in it. And, I mean, that's the same with anything. It all starts with the quality of the products that are going to go into it. I've got a bottle of it in my kitchen right now. And I just think that we
use
that for things like just putting it on toasted bread and things like that, or maybe putting a teaspoon in a bowl of soup. You know, when you're getting ready to eat the soup.
Right. Well, most oregano oil has olive oil in it to begin with, so that makes sense to just go ahead and take really good oregano. You would be flavoring your olive oil, right?
Yeah, you'd be flavoring it, but you have to be careful, Deanna, because I've actually been to some of these shops, well, I've been to a lot of these shops that sell the different oils, and someone will actually tell you, well, this is a blend of, their oregano oil is a blend of olive oil and corn oil or soybean oil. And, you know, the reason they do this is because it's so much cheaper. Start with the best quality ingredients, you know, the best olive oil you can find. And, of course, the best oregano you can find, too. I used to grow oregano on my farm from Greek seed here in Missouri, and I quit growing it because the quality of what the family gets for me wild in the mountains in Greece, you can't compare. I mean, when we go to the food shows, I'll just take a pack of my oregano and just open it and set it on the table. And people will come from 30 and 40 feet away. They'll follow their nose.
Oh, my.
It's kind of cheating, but, you know.
Sure. Hey, you do what you have to, right?
You do what you have to. What's real, and you know, this is a grassroots business, so we started with nothing, and I've never done a nationwide business before. So, but what's really neat about, like, the oregano and the tea that the family gets me is they pass on from generation to generation places in the mountains where their family only knows to go to pick their green tea or their oregano. And what's really cool about it is you can go an eighth of a mile around the mountain, and it's a different microclimate. And it's the neighbor's olive oil tastes nothing like the Cronus family's olive oil.
Okay, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Carl Burghardt, and he is the exclusive distributor of Olea Estates Organic Olive Oil, and that website is oleaestates.com. And I have a friend that watches the Food Network, and she watches Rachel Ray, who is always, she calls the olive oil that she uses EVOO. And I was thinking, Boy, I wonder if some of these celebrity cooks know that they're cooking with garbage.
Well, what's funny about them is a lot of the celebrity cooks, even though they're Italian, the Guy Fieri's and Cat Cora's, and they will tell you that they know the best olive oil in the world comes from the Laconia region in Greece. And actually, Sparta, where this family lives, is directly in the middle of the Laconia region in Greece. But, I don't know. I think a lot of the celebrities, it's big, big business to put their names on anything. I mean, I actually looked into it with a couple of celebrities, and, it was just outrageous how much money they wanted. It wasn't just the $25,000 to $50,000 a day for a speaking engagement. But the percentage they wanted to put their name on a product was, and it wasn't the two I just mentioned, but it was just, outrageous. 20-25% of a sale.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, it's completely crazy. Hey, before I forget, I just did get an email, and it was passed on to me. One of your readers, Beth, went online and tried to order, and I just got an email that we did get the issue resolved with our e-commerce provider. And basically what happened is, yesterday evening, without us knowing it, our e-commerce provider updated and added new things to their e-commerce, and they didn't tell us. So we didn't know to update. So it's been done. Yeah, that's what happened. Talk about lousy timing. So it's been completed, and I know that sales are going through on the website because people are emailing me. So if you need to get something, you can go to oleaestates.com. You can go to the retail store, and I just tried it here, and the webmaster just tried it as well, and they went through, and I see sales that have gone through. And make sure you guys use the promo code HHG, all caps, 2012 to get a discount, HHG2012, and that'll help your readers out a little bit.
Okay, super. And yep. I hope that you will put the soap up there too, if you're not out of it, or
I will,
and the tea, the soap
there.
And the tea.
Yep, we will. We will.
Okay.
Promise,
all right.
Promise.
Somebody asked about the refrigerator test. You had mentioned that earlier. And you said not to put the oil in the refrigerator, which I would never do anyway, because it does get, it looks ugly.
Well, Deanna, do you know how many people put their olive oil in the refrigerator because they've gone through, you know, dozens of bottles of olive oil over the years because the olive oil goes rancid? So that's what they're trying to do. What consumers, like we talked about earlier, a good, super pure olive oil is not going to go rancid. We've never had a bottle to return for any reason. But if you buy an oil that's blended and mixed, that's the stuff that'll go rancid, and that's the, you know, 99% of what's on U.S. store shelves. I actually read a book recently called Killing Cancer, Not People, and the author of that book stated in his book that 90% of olive oils on the store shelf in the United States are already rancid, but they have been colored, and they have had aromas added to them and flavorings added to them so that Americans will buy them.
And, of course, that may contribute to the poor health or with the chemicals to cancer.
Well, sure, if an olive oil is rancid, think how high the acidity is for it to go bad. And the one thing Americans want to do is, you know, eat as less acidic foods as possible, because almost all Americans are way out of whack with their acidity and alkaline in their body. Everybody's too acidic in this country, especially people that eat fast food and, you know, drink that soda or two a day. They're putting pure acidity in their body. And, of course, the body has to be equal. So the body goes to take an alkaline substance. And where do they go? You go to your bones to get calcium to even it out. So, I mean,
right.
it's a vicious cycle. And, you know, you want to put the least acidic foods in your body you possibly can. Olive oil's rancid, the acidity's through the roof.
Oh, gosh. Now, what did you actually do? What did your wife do with that olive oil that she took out of the cupboard?
I ended up cooking with it. But the difference in flavor was just so crazy that once we tasted Olea, we just, you know, and it's funny because my wife is not near the foodie I am. She's getting there more and more, but she wasn't. And, she was actually the manager at a store then, a very well-known nationwide food store. And she said, you know, I can name all 10,000 products in our store, and I've never tasted products like these before. So, I ended up cooking with it. I couldn't waste it.
Gosh, I don't know whether I'd want to do that.
Well, I've thrown them away before. I've had friends. And, you know, years ago, give me bottles of olive oil for Christmas or birthdays, and this is, you know, before I ran into the Cronus family and got familiar with Olea and real olive oil. And I literally tasted bottles of olive oil, one taste, and just dumped the whole thing out. And I didn't know at that time, you know, why it was so bad. I just knew my body didn't want it. So I think most Americans' taste buds are really, really damaged. And, it's a shame that most Americans don't taste real food. If they tasted real food and felt the benefits of real food, they wouldn't have the fake hunger and be searching for the sweets and the salt and the, you know, the processed foods all the time. They really wouldn't.
Sure. Well, like I said, when I went to Greece and ate in those restaurants, and even the things that I bought on the street, I can't remember what it was. What do they call that, flaca?
How did you feel? You felt good, didn't you?
Oh, I felt good. I mean, we were going up the mountains, and we were we went up I can't remember the name of that mountain. I have to get my notes out.
What night?
On a donkey. We went up on a donkey. We went on a cruise on the Aegean Sea, then we went to went up this mountain on a donkey. It was fun. It was raining. That wasn't so fun. It's kind of
a, you probably slept well each evening, and you probably got up in the morning feeling energized. Yeah, it's the food.
And things tasted just so wonderful, so full of flavor, and it was a great experience.
Did you get a chance to taste their honey by any chance?
No. Wait a minute, did we have honey in something? Yes, I did, because we had, what is that famous pastry that they have that has honey
dripping?
Baklava. Excuse me. Yes, baklava?
Yep.
Yes, so honey. I did taste it.
I tasted a couple of the honeys over there, and you put a half a teaspoon in your mouth, and it would just blow up inside your mouth. I mean, it would be like you think you put a couple tablespoons in. I could not believe the purity of it. The neighbors that made honey that had bees would bring their bees to the orange groves when the orange trees were blossoming, or the lemon groves, or they'd take them up to the mountains when the green tea was blooming, and the honey would taste like the green tea, or it would taste like oranges, or taste like lemons. Just incredible.
Well, of course, they don't have all of the pesticides. They don't have fluoride in their water. They don't have a lot of things that we have here that really do a lot of damage to our health and to the foods we eat. It's just totally different. And I've been to other countries too, where the food is so much better because of their laws. They don't allow that stuff. I think
What shocked, among other things about Greece, one of the things that shocked me is their low cancer rate, especially lung cancer, because so many Greeks smoke. They smoke like chimneys. But, number one, I don't think they smoke our cigarettes, but number two, you know their immune systems are stronger from all the good food they eat. So, it's got to be why their cancer rate isn't through the roof. And it's super low. And they smoke like crazy.
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah. I think a lot of people in Europe smoke when I was in France and England. Boy, everybody's smoking. It was kind of amazing to me.
I thought the same thing.
Indeed. All righty, if you have questions, or if you, well, I know that everybody's emailing you, Carl, so they probably aren't going to call in.
I get some emails here. Keep it up, folks. I promise you I'll answer everybody when I... When we get finished here, because it's raining here, and I'll be here the rest of the day. I can't go out and work on the farm today. And I'm actually getting orders in as we're talking. So
good, that's good.
It's working for sure. So the
that's good. That's good. Yeah, that Greek food was just fabulous, and souvlaki, and we call it plak. We ate a lot of that in Athens, and I mean, it's really good that you can just, one of the things that was really kind of funny in one place, that they put french fries in it. They just added a few french fries, and I thought, this is so weird to put french fries in the souvlaki. It's weird. All right, let's take a caller. Let's take Marilyn in Nevada. Marilyn, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm... glad to know this, because I've always been a little leery about olive oil, whether it's fresh or not, and doesn't really taste good. Even when it's new, doesn't taste good to me. So I like to use coconut oil because I know it will never spoil. Are you saying that olive oil will not spoil if it's pure stuff?
Correct. That's correct, Marilyn.
I try to inform people, just paint a picture for them. I just talk about killer oils in the prepared foods and stuff to illustrate, so they'll maybe pay attention. But I'm glad to know this. I have a good suggestion for what to do before everybody throws out their old olive oil. You can make
It all depends on where they got it, and you know if it's still good or not. I'm not going to eat a rancid oil or an olive or an oil that I don't know where it came from or the quality of it.
It can make a good drain cleaner out of it. Because of the weight, it'll clean out a drain, like if you put some heavy, like oregano oil or melaleuca oil and some baking.
Oh, wow.
Borax.
Hey, I can't give plumbing advice. I don't know about that.
I thought I might let you know there is something good if you've got old olive oil. Because of the weight, we'll take those things down and clean out a drain.
Well, you can use it for machine parts, too. You can use it for machine parts or, you know, squeaky doors and things like that. I do it all the time.
Okay, that's a good idea. Just don't eat it, okay? The tea and everything sound wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go back to the color. You said that when they add something to the olive oil, that it turns it yellow. And so what is the real color of olive oil?
Well, the real color of our olive oil is green. It's bright green. Now, I've seen olive oil that I thought was pure that's been a lot lighter. I've seen it darker. Color tells you so much. Most of the yellowish olive oils, I honestly think, on the store shelves, that if you turn the bottle and the consistency is like water and it's not thick, and it's yellow, it's most likely been cut or blended with refined oils. Either like we discussed before, the refined oils, or even soybean oils or corn oils. And the reason is simple. You know, they're making more money. Those that are doing this are making more money. I one time asked the Cronus family what kind of volume they would get if they would do, you know, a second, third, or fourth press, and they said, oh my gosh, you know, we get 500% more oil. You know, of course, they'd never do that, and of course, that's against federal law in Greece, and they wouldn't do it on principle. But in these other countries where they do that, it's common. I mean, it is just common.
Well, that's the way that they do with a lot of other products too.
They break it up and make
more money.
Yeah, look at aloe vera lotion. I think the law used to be that if it said 100% aloe vera on a jar of hand lotion or face lotion, it only had to have one drop of 100% aloe vera in it for them to say that on the label. So the rest of it could be, you know, something else.
Sure.
They do it all. I mean, look what they're doing with honey these days. They're mixing high fructose corn syrup with honey at the restaurant. You know, 50-60% high fructose corn syrup, you know, 40-50% honey, mixing it up, and they call it honey.
Right. And, of course, that corn syrup is GMO. From GMO corn.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
So what color are the grapes, or not the grapes, I'm sorry. What color are the olives when they are ripe? We're used to seeing black olives or green olives.
Right. The olives from the Laconia region in Greece, this particular variety called Koutsadelia, which is one of 29 varieties of Kalamata that grow in the Valley of Sparta, they pick them when they are ripe. For the black olives to put in the brine. 2 months before they pick the black ones, they will pick a batch of green ones, which are tiny. They're about a third of the size. And they put the green ones in a totally different brine. So where the black ones were in a brine of organic red wine vinegar, 5.25% sea salt and spring water, the green ones are put in a brine of organic lemons from the Cronus family's own orchards, same spring water, same 5.25% sea salt, and then the fourth ingredient in the green brine is the herb savory, which grows wild up in the mountains in Greece. And those green olives taste like they're from a different universe than the black olives, and they came from the same trees. It's incredible. Yeah, those are online right now. We're only offering them in the 5-pound barrels, both of the olives, the green and the black. And the reason is we're completely sold out of the 1-pound packs in both sizes.
Okay. So you have to really like olives, but they do stay fresh for a long time. What did you say, a year and a half?
Easily. Yeah, they stay good a long time. what's funny is Americans really are not used to eating fresh olives. They actually prefer them a little older because fresh olives, which I've actually grown to love now, are stronger. And the brine that the Cronus family makes is truly special. I mean, they're masters at this, and they're experimenting all the time. But the two brines that we offer with the two different olives are just crazy outrageously good. And I always tell customers, save the brine. Use the brine mixed with the olive oil for a great vinaigrette for your salad. Or I cook with both brine.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I cook with the brine.
All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we've got about 3 minutes. Our guest today has been Carl Burgart, B-U-R-G-A-R-T. He is the exclusive distributor of Olea Estates Organic Olive Oil. The website is oleaestates.com, and he also has another website. It's called healthyharvestgardens.com, and so we have just a few minutes for you to tell us everything that you had forgotten to tell us about olive oil until now.
You said you did have another caller?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
There was a question in the chat room. You mentioned the thickness of the olive oil. That so the pure olive oil, the olea, is it going to be thick, thin? How's it going to compare to what we've seen?
It's going to be a way thicker viscosity than the olive oils you see in the store. I mean, you'll know it right away. But the main thing is, people taste it. That's why we do so many samplings and demos all over the country at these shows. People need to actually taste it. And, you know, with the majority of olive oils on the shelf, you just don't get a chance to taste them unless you buy it.
Sure.
And, you know, like I said, we sell the whole crop every year. I think last year it was 7 or 8 months we sold the whole crop. We just got the new crop in this year. But the real interesting thing, Deanna, is the family keeps cases and cases of olive oil from each crop. And then each month they'll open a bottle and periodically test it with a lab analysis. So to give you an example, I tasted a 3-liter tin, which is like our best seller online there. The 3-liter tin, I tasted one that was from 5 years ago, a couple months ago, that they opened up to taste. And I'm telling you, it was still fruity and floral and wonderfully tasting. I couldn't believe that olive oil was from a pressing 5 years ago. I was shocked. We had one tested last year that was a year old, and the acidity remained the same, 0.24, for 12 months. Usually in olive oil, the acidity is going to go up over time, unless it's super pure. So it's as good as it gets, and I'm sitting here getting emails from people that already buy olea from all over the country, and they're saying, oh, it's about time you got on another radio program.
That's good.
I just got three of them in a row, one from Pennsylvania, one from California, and one from Utah.
Great. So, now, when you give a sample at a food show, do you just give them a little tiny teaspoonful? Do you serve it with something, or do you let them?
Great question. All the olive oil shops that are have opened all over the United States, there's thousands of them now, they want you to drink it straight. And it's really funny because what other fat do you try straight? I mean, olive oil is a fat. So when I ran this by the family in Greece, they said, what? Because I always sample on a piece of bread. We sample, we take, you know, we have rubber gloves and tongs, and we dip a piece of bread for somebody, hand it to them on a napkin to taste it. Because that's really how olive oil should be sampled. Now, for those that are gluten-free, they can try it on a spoon, and we also provide them a tiny little sample.
Okay. Well, Carl, we've ran out of time. Thank you so very, very much for being on the program today. It's been delightful and very educational. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.